back to Turkey Talk on NPR, National Public Radio. I'm your host, Gordon Weatherby.
And I'm your co-host, George Washington Carver.
This year, like every year, we like to feature some arts and crafts around the holiday season.
Yes.
For example, if you happen to have a belt with a big buckle on it, you can tie it around your children's foreheads and pretend to be a pilgrim. It works well. If you don't happen to have a belt with a large buckle, you could use any other belt and just put a feather in there and pretend to be an Indian.
It's quite silly.
Careful, though, not to let the belt slip down around the child's neck.
Oh, yes, yes.
Autoerotic asphyxiation is only for grown-ups and lonely radio hosts. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Turkey, the only show on the Turkey Net.
Chicken or steak, gentlemen. Chicken or steak.
That doesn't even... What?
It's a big decision. But not in this case, because it's Turkey Day coming
What?
Up.
What are you talking about? Turkey or chicken or steak or polio. Wheelchairs or roller skates, gentlemen. Which is it going to be? It's an important decision, but not today, because today is International Go-Kart Day. What are you talking about?
Moving on.
Okay.
Welcome back, everybody.
All right. Well, that's all we've got for this week. You just completely blew me out of the water.
I'm sorry, Kyle.
Shit. You really did.
Did I?
Completely derail me.
Oh, derailing man. Is the worst. I'm sorry.
So, okay, I guess just to get into things, there's a potluck coming up at my work on Monday.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah. They tried to hand me the old clipboard to sign up. What you gonna bring? Put your name down. And I said, no, thanks.
What did you say? How'd it go down?
This guy, Mark, came up to me with the clipboard and he's like, oh, it's for the potluck. And I said, yeah, no thanks. I've never done it before. I'm not going to start now.
And did he give you that look like, what a dick?
He was like, okay. And then he went and he gave it to somebody else.
Okay.
So if it had been, I know there are certain people at my work, if it had been them, they would have given me a look.
Quivering lower lip.
I almost got the impression he felt like, and I could be projecting, but I almost got the impression he was like, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could say no. But yeah, so I said no.
Cool.
In the past, I feel like I've talked about this kind of, like we have talked about this kind of thing. But
you don't say.
In the past, when they've done these potlucks, there have been times where, you know, I won't do it. I'm not going to bring anything. And because I'm not bringing anything, I feel like a dick if I eat anything.
Yeah.
Plus, exactly, yeah. I know we've had this conversation because I've said, because this is when it originally came up that I am suspect of other people's home cooking.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't necessarily want to eat this stuff anyway. But in the past, there's always been somebody who doesn't, like, they're kind of like me, except they wouldn't feel like a dick.
Yeah.
You know, like if they didn't bring anything, they'd be like, fuck it, I'm eating it all anyway.
Yeah.
So that person comes up to me and is like, why aren't you eating? And I try to explain it. Yeah. Like, I didn't bring anything. I'd feel wrong eating stuff.
But it's free food.
Yeah.
Well, come on, get yourself a plate. Go up there.
No. And it's like I can't win, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm either pressured to bring something or I manage to get out of it and I'm pressured to eat stuff.
Yeah.
I can't win.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah. You know what else sucks?
Yeah.
At work. And this is nobody's really doing this to me, but just recently they started doing this thing where they kind of celebrate birthdays by months.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll put up a little thing that has everybody's name on it whose birthday is that month. And they started putting cakes in the break room. And they, you know, my birthday was last month. That's like when they started doing it.
Yeah.
But I can't eat cakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Fucking office jobs. They always remind me of like kindergarten.
They kind of are. Like the work itself is, you know, just work. But like all the stuff that goes with it, it's like... it's kind of like preschool or whatever.
Yeah.
Like there's a bulletin board where they you know, they put up birthdays and things.
It's my birthday.
Yeah. And it looks like it's like clip art and stuff. Like, like for the month, the little piece of paper usually has a theme. Like for the month of October, it was like all Halloween-y clip art.
Yeah.
And names of people whose birthdays it was that month. It might have even said like spooky birthdays.
Fucking companies making clip art, like CD-ROMs and selling them.
Yeah.
I'm sure they sell like crazy.
Yeah.
What a genius idea.
So
I love clip art. Oh.
There's a sign in the bathroom at my work that says employees must wash hands.
Oh, yeah. Don't you? What the fuck?
I mean, yeah, obviously. But the same sign, also, what it is it's a like a window kind of thing where you can put a piece of paper into it. So the sign itself is blank.
Okay.
And the piece of paper can be changed out or whatever. But piece of paper says employees must wash hands and go green, turn the light out on your way out. And the bathroom at work is like a public bathroom kind of thing. It's got stalls and a urinal.
Yeah.
So it's not really normal to turn the lights off when you leave a bathroom like that, but that's fine. But then it has this ridiculous green ball clip art. It's like a little, it's got a cartoon face on it and it's got like a hand reaching to a light switch, I think, if I'm remembering it right. So I guess it's like an environmental clip art, but what is it? It's a green ball turning the lights off.
Oh, man.
I guess it goes, it's going green.
Yeah, that's just madness.
Yeah, I don't know.
Your work environment.
But what's crazy, though, about that to me is that somebody drew that somewhere and was like, this is a very good, you know, generic kind of, like people could use this in multiple situations.
Yeah.
There are times when this would make sense. This green ball. And then somebody at my work saw the green ball and went, this is one of those times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, very appropriate.
Clip art is a weird thing.
It is, yeah.
Like
if you were running a clip art website, oh, Jesus. I just, you'd constantly have to update. But everything you add, you know, someone out there is going, yes, okay. But the people that are into that,
Into clip art. Are there
stuff?
People that are into clip art?
You know it. They're the ones posting this.
Clip art fan. They're just, 375.
It's so great. It's so great. I wonder. I worry about them.
Yeah.
When they're alone at home, what they're doing.
What do you do? just looking at clip art.
Oh, pet the cat, television.
Clip art is so bad. Like some of it I understand, you know, there are like borders and little like floral things and stuff you can put in corners and stuff.
I understand. It's still...
No, I mean, some of it's not bad is what I mean. Like little design elements, but the stuff that's like pictures, like the stuff that's like a random businessman at a desk, you know?
Yeah. Some of the symbolism, yeah.
You actually make things worse when you use that. Like you make it look less professional when you do that. It looks like I used to use that clip art when it came free with like Microsoft Office or whatever, just because it was there and I'd just print up random things that looked businessy to me when I was like 10. You know? Like playing around.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, you're playing around.
It's like writing a business letter in Comic Sans.
Yeah.
Like
that's
what it looks like to me when you put that clip art businessman on something, or like a wristwatch, like, oh, time's flying.
Yep.
Because it's like some newsletter about close we are to the end of the fiscal year or something.
You wouldn't get it without the image symbolism, yeah.
Or an actual clock with wings or something.
Yeah. Jesus.
Time flies. you know, we're going to get a bonus soon. So there's like a piggy bank with a coin dropping into the slot.
Man. Well, given that you can change what's in that sign in the bathroom, have you ever thought of?
I've thought about tracking down that piece of clip art.
Yeah,
and I think it might have been Comic Sans or something like that they used. But anyway, I thought about making a very very similar sign, but just altering it slightly so it says something stupid.
Yeah,
and
doesn't make
replacing
sense overall.
It, but I haven't done it.
They're all confused. And then the hot topic that day amongst everybody is like, who changed the sign? Did you hear somebody change the sign?
Yeah. Another thing that the sign says is it says, you know, employees must wash hands. I can't say must wash hands for some reason, but it says that. But then underneath it says, if attention is needed, contact Jim. And then it gives Jim's extension. And Jim is just some guy that like, he's not like
Captain Bathroom. Yeah. He has, like, I don't know why he's in charge of making sure everybody washes their hands, but I love the idea of somebody calling and tattling. Like, yeah. Brian didn't wash his hands. Yeah. Jim. Oh, God. I'll take care of it. And then Jim has to go over. Like, I almost want to do that.
Mopey, mopey, like, block.
I'll call him. I'll get one of those little pocket voice changers and I'll call him.
Jim. I wish to remain anonymous, but Brian will not wash his hands in the bathroom.
And then just watch it unfold as he goes over to have a chat with Brian.
And that just gets my goat.
Brian, I received an anonymous tip that you're not washing your hands when you use the bathroom.
What, the French toast? Oh, man.
What, the French toast?
Well, you got to be professional.
That's great. Yeah, that's professional. What, the French toast? That's great. I don't know if I've heard that as an expletive before, but I really like that.
Oh, man.
What, the French toast?
You should say that anytime someone...
That might be the name of this episode. What, the French toast?
When they put more work on your desk.
What, the French toast?
Did you hear that somewhere?
Oh, God. I had to have, yeah, years and years ago.
I've probably heard it before, too, and I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's like WTFT.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice.
Oh, man. Your work environment reminds me of just death.
Well, you know what's weird about my work environment is, like, before I worked there, my ex-girlfriend worked there, and she worked in sales or whatever, customer service, and she would tell me about her day at work, like when she first got this job.
Yeah.
And I just imagined a nonstop party because she would tell me things like, you know, like we had pizza this week. You know, I can't even remember all the things she would say. Like,
Different activities.
There was like, it's like there was a cake every day. Yeah. Like, different activities and things that they would do.
Donuts, pizza, cake.
And I remember joking with her about how they were going to like install a ball pit. So, yeah, we're getting the new ball pit installed on Thursday.
Yeah,
because that's what it sounded like to me. Mm-hmm. I drew a picture once of her playing in a ball pit with a party hat on, and it was I labeled it as her being at work, and there was a big banner in the back that said Tuesday.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. We're celebrating.
But then you got the job, and
It's not as. I mean, there is still a lot of that stuff. But it's more.
It's still the office job. It's not just your work. I think that applies to any office job. They do that crazy shit.
They've tried to get me to do gambling, but like on sports.
Really?
Oh, we're betting on basketball or something.
You want to bet? You know, put some money in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
No.
Especially, let me guess, for college sports,
probably,
right?
I don't know. It's been a while since they've tried.
They
I think
that
know better.
At my work.
Isn't that illegal?
It's got to be.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I guess it's the kind of illegal that nobody gives a shit about.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
So I guess Thanksgiving is coming up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what you doing?
What am I doing? I'm working.
Yeah.
Yeah, overtime.
I'm not.
Time and a half. You're not.
Yeah. No, but I don't have any plans. I thought about, I got $50 today. My work every year gives us $50 in an envelope for a turkey. And the first year I was there, they were going to give gift certificates for $50.
Yeah.
Same amount, but they, in previous years, had always given cash. And the first year I was there, they were going to give gift certificates. I can't talk today. And everybody freaked out and got mad. So they gave cash, and they've been giving cash still ever since. So I got a $50 bill today.
Holy shit.
How much is a turducken?
I saw a box at the grocery store.
You know what a turducken is.
I don't.
Turkey, duck, chicken.
Oh, one of those. Yes. Sorry.
Oh, so you know of the concept. You've just never heard it called by its name?
Never. Yeah. Not yet.
Here, Orion, have some of this turkey, duck, chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not turducken. No.
I saw a box. I didn't even know how you acquire a turducken, but I saw a box at the grocery store the other day that says turducken, but I didn't check how much it costs. Maybe I'll get a turducken and just eat it by myself.
God,
I don't even know how you eat that though, because it's like a, I forget the order, but it's like a chicken stuffed in a duck stuffed in a turkey.
Yeah.
Are they deboned?
They have to be.
Because otherwise it's like you're, okay, I got some turkey, and now I'm just hitting ribs, cracking ribs to get to some of that duck. And cracking ribs isn't gross. It's just like inconvenient.
Okay. It's just gross.
Really? The idea of cracking it. I will eat the fuck out of this animal right off the skeleton. But if any of those bones crack, I'm puking.
It just makes the pop sound, you know? I don't eat the bones.
I didn't say eat the bones.
Okay, that's what I'm picturing. Them. You're like, oh, I got to get to this.
I'm going
to
crack them with my teeth. Layer. I don't carve the turkey with my teeth.
Okay. You're getting to the meat layer underneath, right? So you got to pop.
Ooh. Through the whole thing. Yes,
spit that
that's
out.
That, no.
Gross. Okay, I got you.
I said, okay.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
The things that enter my mind aren't always accurate.
I wish I could picture what you're picturing, because I'm picturing, you know, a chicken stuffed in a duck stuffed in a turkey.
Yes.
So it's like in that abdomen area.
Yeah.
I'm sawing through it. I'm hitting ribs.
Oh, you're sawing through. Okay. I gotcha.
Well, what would I be doing? Holding the turkey like a hamburger and biting through the side of it?
That's what I pictured pretty much, yeah.
What am I doing? It's insane. Oh,
this so that's your plan. You're going to eat one of those guys, huh?
I don't know.
Man.
Wish I'd never brought it up now. I'm in a bit of a mood because before the episode, I was trying desperately to get our equipment to stop buzzing, and I can't, and it's still kind of buzzing.
Kyle's pretty pissy now.
Yeah. I'm okay at getting rid of the buzz in post, but I just don't understand why I can't make it stop buzzing.
Yeah.
And it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
But
we need one of those friends that, you know, you just invite over and they're like, ah, here's your problem.
Yeah. He just wiggles a cord and everything's perfect.
Yeah.
I could have used a friend like that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. I don't know. What's going on with you this week?
Oh, man. With the holidays, Jesus Christ, things are getting hectic because I work retail.
Yeah.
And, man, people are getting pissy, real pissy. And,
yeah.
So work's been, it's been, it's really testing me. I've been drinking a lot.
You've been drinking a lot?
Yeah. Speaking of which.
At work?
No, just after work. Drinking a lot.
Well, that's not any different than normal. I've been drinking a lot. You mean like more than a 30 pack a night?
Yeah. Oh, man. Speaking of which.
60.
I don't mean to go off topic, but.
What topic?
I received my prize.
Your prize?
When you drink Miller High Life.
there's a prize.
There's an extras, you know, system, and you enter the codes on the inside of your box online.
Oh, yeah.
And I got the top prize, like the prize that required the most points.
Was it a Miller High Life speedboat?
No. Oh. I wish, but no, it was it's a gigantic sign you plug in and it just lights up. It's the Miller High Life logo, you know?
Awesome.
It's fucking huge. It was like 68,000 points. And if you calculate, like each point is a beer.
Oh, Jesus.
It is.
68,000 beers?
Yeah.
How long have you been saving these points?
Like a year.
Damn. What an alcoholic.
I don't know. No.
I mean, I guess you didn't drink all of them.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
I bet you drank more than half of that.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, man. Don't tell my parents.
Whew. What does that work out to a day?
I don't know. It wasn't all me and Aldi. You know, there's been people that came over and had no confusion.
Yeah. had like
so
four.
Back off.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Oh, God damn it, Kyle.
I gotta... Okay, so the numbers are maybe a little off, but let's see. 68,000?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be 186 a day.
Well, Jesus.
Okay. If it was 1 year.
That's not accurate.
186 a day.
When did they say? Okay. It's... I want to say it's been a year. That can't be right, though. Maybe a year, maybe 2 years.
Okay.
But that still wouldn't work out.
It'd still be 60?
2 years. I only want to say this because when they first came out with the point system, the extras, you know, thing, we added up quite a bit of points. But then our account like fucked up and we couldn't log in. Like some error occurred. So we had to start a new account, which was like, I want to say a year and a half ago at most. It can't be right.
Are you sure it's a point of beer?
Yeah, because you buy a 30 pack and no, wait a minute.
Okay.
Jesus.
All right.
Here we go. Fucking idiot.
Okay.
You buy a 30 pack, you get 300 points. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Now it's starting to make sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
So 6,000.
So that's okay. That's like 18. Was that what I said? Was 186 or yeah. Did I say 168? It's like 18 or 16 beers a day. Whatever.
Jesus Christ. That can't be accurate.
Could that it? Sounds low.
Oh man,
because well, that's like combined, you know, between the two of you plus friends or whatever.
Yeah, damn, do I have a problem? I don't think so. Because it hasn't been a problem. It's been fun.
Yeah.
it's been great,
you know. So, there have been times that I've been really hungover going into work.
Rarely,
but yeah. You know, a couple, three, four times a week.
Yeah, I
whatever.
A lot of good memories, yeah. A lot of good memories.
Really?
If I drink too much, I write a lot of poetry.
Right. A lot of good memories or a lot of good retellings of things that you did that you don't remember?
Both. Both, yeah. That's always fun, yeah. When you wake up. Do you remember doing this?
How well do you remember the poetry?
When I'm writing poetry, I don't remember at all.
So you just
vaguely
encounter
remember
it the next day.
Yeah, yeah. And I have to reread what I've posted.
It's deep. And,
yeah.
It's some deep shit.
It makes no fucking sense.
Well,
what's even funnier is some people like it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh, I totally get you, dude.
People are arty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you mean it at the time that you write it, right?
Oh, yeah. I
mean,
yeah, I'm on some strange level of, yeah.
Hmm.
But, yeah, that's how I've been.
Well, speaking of poetry, you know how we do... Well, we have done the bad Live Journal poetry Mad Libs in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was reading, you know, the news and things this week like I do, and I encountered a link that said that the creator of Mad Libs died.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, that's a news story, and we can talk about that, and then, like, it'll be an excuse to do Mad Libs. Well, it turns out it was just a joke.
Wow.
Like, because the headline was, well, the headline was, the creator of Mad Libs died yesterday. He was 70 poop years old, which, you know, the joke, 70 poop, it's like, oh, poop was put in there like a Mad Lib. But I thought, it's just a clever headline.
Exactly.
And I didn't actually check out what it linked to. Well, it links to nothing. It was just a headline.
Jesus Christ.
And the guy's not dead.
That's fucking horrible.
There were two creators. One's dead. The other one is still alive. And the one that is dead died 20 years ago. So...
Hmm.
But anyway, so that got me thinking about Mad Libs.
Yeah.
And I came up with a new kind of Mad Libs. I call it CNN headline Mad Libs.
Okay.
I went to CNN.com.
Oh, God.
And I found two stories. Now, the stories are usually too long to really make into Mad Libs. So I made the headline and the first like little blurb, like the first paragraph, which is usually only like a sentence or two.
Okay.
I made that into Mad Libs. I made two of them.
All right.
Are you interested?
Oh,
are you in?
I'm in. Bring it.
Okay. So the first one, well, I guess I can't tell you what it is or anything. The first word I need is an occupation.
Gynecologist.
Gynecologist.
Or gyno for short.
And then I need a first and last name.
Mickey Explosion.
Okay. Mickey Explosion. Explosion. I need an adverb.
Oh, fucked.
That's a past tense verb. I need an adverb, which is like it's like an adjective for a verb. It's a descriptive word for a verb.
Oh God, it's been a while. Quickly.
Okay. Quickly. And a noun.
Fingertip.
Okay. Fingertip. I need another noun.
Penis.
Of course. And another noun.
Bottle cap.
Bottle cap. I need a number.
10,000.
10,000. Plural noun.
Them.
No, that's not going to work.
Okay. Balls.
Okay. Balls it
is. I'm sorry. This is so bad.
That's half the fun with Mad Libs.
Trying to make it good, you know?
All right, I need a noun.
Anus.
Okay. And I need a verb ending with ing.
Thrusting.
Okay. And that is the first Mad Lib.
All right.
Would you like to read it?
Do I have to read it? Okay.
Well, I mean, I could read it. You want me to read it?
I'd prefer, yeah.
Okay. Gynecologist Mickey Explosion to be quickly inducted into Hall of Fingertips. An open penis gynecologist who died in a bottle cap last month is among 10,000 balls to be inducted into the International Anus Thrusting Hall of Fingertips next year.
That sounds incredible.
I'm sorry. That is the first one.
Wow.
Like I said, they're short, okay. But they're fun.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do another one? I only have the two.
Let's do it.
All right. So I need a noun.
Fake.
That would be an adjective.
Yeah. Forgive me. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Vagina.
Okay. I'm sorry. Vagina. I like how you apologize every time. Verb ending in ing.
Pounding.
And another noun.
Face.
Another noun. I take a lot of nouns out of these.
Los Angeles.
Okay. Angeles. Another noun.
Sideburns.
Mm.
It's plural.
Yeah, I just make it sideburn.
All right.
A verb ending in ing.
Fasting.
Another noun.
Plunger.
Another noun.
Laser.
Verb ending in ing.
Licking.
Another noun.
Toast.
And a verb ending in ing.
Reading.
Okay. The headline is Police Vagina Credited with Pounding Choking Face. The impact of a Los Angeles that deployed during a three sideburn accident is being credited with fasting the plunger of a laser, police say, licking a toast that he was choking on while reading.
Man, if you could only visualize what I'm thinking right now.
He's a fasting the plunger of a laser,
wow.
Police say, licking a toast that he was choking on while reading. The impact of a Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's weird how it doesn't really make sense, but you can still visualize things that kind of go together.
Did you picture a three sideburn accident?
Yes, I did.
I think anytime you've got only three sideburns together, that is an accident.
Yeah.
All right, that killed some time.
Yeah, killed some time.
I'm so off my game. I guess just for the sake of getting back on my game,
We
can just go into all the crap that's like I got Twitter stuff, I got emails, I got voicemails, I got things.
Okay, yeah.
Where should I start? Start with the email.
All right.
I got an email from Gary. Gary said, let me know if you need a guest on the show or for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not responded to that email because I just don't do those things. I don't respond to emails.
Yeah. You wait till the show.
Yeah, sure. Actually, it's just laziness because yeah. It actually is, it's complicated. But I mean, Gary. I mean, I'm interested in, I assume he means him.
Yeah.
Not like he wants to be some kind of mediary between us and guests.
Yeah.
If you want to come on the show sometime, we can work that out.
Show is every Friday night.
So. Yeah, I will try to remember to write you back on that. Got another email from Miss Nick titled, I want to put things in your box. It says, hey, Mr. Aldrich, which shows she's paying attention because I don't say my last name that often.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you guys have a P.O. box yet. It's nearly Christmas after all, and if you have one, I'm sure people would send you shit. Maybe not a bed, but perhaps planks of wood and odd screws and such. Hope all's going well and you enjoy the pitiful donation. She sent in a donation. I won't say how much, but I will say that it was not pitiful. It was quite nice, actually.
Yes.
And then she says, P.S., congrats on quitting smoking and changing your lifestyle without changing who you are, which was a bit too sappy for me. Made me feel a little bit like a faggot. But I appreciate it anyway.
Man. Yeah, that was nice.
And of course, yeah, the donation, like I said, was not a pitiful donation. It was quite nice.
It's kick-ass, yeah.
P.O. box.
Yeah.
We do not have one yet.
But people can't even... I'm sorry. The voicemails, man! Leave a voicemail!
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
There are maybe three people who would consider mailing things.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just... I'm not even thinking of anybody specific. I'm just like... there might maybe be like three people who would want to mail us something.
Yeah.
And
I guess it's less nerve-wracking than being on the voicemail line.
Yeah.
As, people have told us, yeah. I get so nervous.
I don't know. Like, if you got something you really want to mail, then send me an email and maybe we can work something out. But I do not have a P.O. box, and it'll probably be a while before we get one. I do want to get one.
Yeah.
But, you know, probably not by Christmas.
Yeah.
So you'll have to hang on to your planks and screws. I also got an email from our friend Dave.
Yes.
And it's titled True Story.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And let's see.
So this one time, my friend from second grade and my other friend from third grade, they were doing this podcast. And I was like, hey, could I be a guest on your show sometime? You know, we could cut some promos and maybe sing some songs, do some true stories, talk about Jesus and stuff. And they were like, no, you're kind of terrible. And I was like, oh, you know, okay, that's cool, I guess. And the next morning when they woke up, they were dead and on fire. Yeah.
Nice. I'd hate to be those guys.
Yeah, Jesus.
So, and then the rest of his email was, but seriously, it'd be pretty cool, at least for me. So this is like two people we got who want to come on the show now.
Ooh.
So yeah, I mean, not all at the same time, but the more the merrier, I guess.
Yeah, if they're available.
Yeah.
Because it's very consistent, our schedule.
I'd always wanted to have, you know, more people on.
Yeah.
I need to get another chair, though. Oh, we only have two in here.
Dude, I could sit on the floor. It's cool.
No. I mean, I guess anybody could sit on the floor, but that's not exactly...
I can lay on the table.
That's not exactly pro, and there's no room on the table for you to lay.
Okay.
Don't make it sound like I have luxurious, massive tables.
All right.
I don't.
My big worry with some people that want to be on the show is, like, do they have what it takes?
I'm pretty positive Dave does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Gary, I guess I don't know, but I mean, I've talked to him before. He's able to talk.
Because Aldi's made some good shows, but man, it can really backfire if you just get nervous, yeah, and you don't know what the fuck to say.
Yeah, well, I mean...
This is serious shit we're doing.
I'm not always so great on the show like now.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to feel bad that I even said this later, but I feel not so great about this one.
Oh, you've cursed it.
I'm just so fucking off right now. Okay. Yeah, Twitter. We got some Twittery things. One of them is from Marleykins, and she posted a link to something called Interior Semiotics. Ever heard of it?
I've never heard of that.
Me neither. I had no idea what the fuck it was. So I clicked it, and it's a video, and I have not watched the video yet because I thought maybe we should watch the video together.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So I'm going to have to turn my monitor here
so you
can see what's going on and knock my alarm clock on the floor. Bam. Ooh. See ya, alarm clock. You fucking asshole.
Beer bottle.
Oh.
All right.
Oh. All right.
Make some space.
Here we go. Interior Semiotics. All right. It is a young lady with a can opener and a can of SpaghettiOs. And a crowd of people watching.
A lot of people watching.
Bunch of weird hipsters just watching her open these SpaghettiOs. She's off screen at the moment, but you can hear her opening it. Somebody with a camera. Like filming the whole thing.
God. They look so serious as they watch.
Somebody that may be a dude or a lesbian, I can't tell. Oh, okay, now back to her. She's fucking opening this can.
Having trouble.
Yep, having a little trouble. There's a picture of a kind of gaunt, naked man in the background. It's black and white.
Nice. Look at that happy trail.
Somebody with their cell phone out filming the thing in a skirt holding a red cup like they're at a kegger.
Oh my god.
She is just like using her crotch to hold the can steady. Just grinding it into her crotch. Oh, I just heard a cell phone. I should mention that this is meant to be some kind of performance art piece. And that's why all these faggots are watching it. There's a particular douche in the front that I don't know. He just looks punchable.
The Asian guy, yeah.
No, not the Asian guy.
Sorry.
I'd be afraid to punch the Asian guy because he'd kung fu me. Still trying to get that can open.
This better be good.
At this point, if I hadn't read about this already, I would have thought, you know, maybe the whole point of this was trying to get the can open. Like, yeah. Like it's so hard to get the can open, and it's like trying to, you know, achieve your goals in life. It's so hard. Try as you might, you just can't do it. Even though you have the right tools. Nope, okay. She's breathing heavy, too. It's just a fucking SpaghettiOs can. It's not like she's a fat chick. What's going on? This is intense. All right, she's got it open. And now we're focused on the audience again. Because that's important. Oh, she dumped it in a little saucepan. Now she's pouring some bottled water on it. Everybody looks pretty bored.
Dirt is all around us. Everything is shit. We apply meaning, value, and worth to the shit surrounding us. We live by this meaning and by our words. We live by worth and applied value, but everything is shit.
This sounds kind of like one of your live terms. Your old poems. Ugh. Why is it all black? Okay.
She's rubbing the...
She's rubbing the SpaghettiOs, but they're all black. She's rubbing them all over her tits, but over her... like she's wearing a t-shirt, so she's rubbing it on her t-shirt.
Unfortunately.
And she's... I think I read that she's saying the same thing she said to begin with, but backwards, monosyllabic. The person I thought might be a dude or a lesbian, which I think now is a lesbian, is smiling, just grinning at this, like this is the best thing. Okay, she's done rubbing it on her chest. Now she's picking up a pair of scissors. Black SpaghettiOs all over her chest. She seems upset. Oh, she's cutting a hole in her pants. Right in the crotchal area. Let's just get right in there. Okay. Oh, she's not wearing any underpants. And she's sticking black SpaghettiO fingers in her vagina. Oh, and there's something coming out. I can't tell if it's SpaghettiO stuff or if she's pissing or what's going on. And now back to the audience. There's this weird gothy, punky-looking chick who seems kind of surprised. Everybody else is just kind of like, yeah, about what I expected. They all seem really into it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some smiles. And, okay, we can't see what's going on right now, but she's doing something vigorous. Now it looks like her hand has blood on it. She just hurt herself. And I had heard that she pissed in the can, the SpaghettiOs can. She was kind of standing over it. Now she's clean. She took her shirt off and she's cleaning up the mess with her shirt. How do you know when this is over? How do you know when to clap? I hope they clap at the end of this. And she's walking through the crowd now. I think it might be over. She walked past this.
Oh. Yeah, they do clap.
Holy shit, there's quite a bit left of this video. It's like another, is it just a minute of clapping? Skip ahead. Yeah, it's just a minute of people like, man, this is awesome.
So what you think?
It is a lesbian. It's not a dude. Okay, yeah.
So what'd you think? I don't know. So what'd you think?
What'd you think?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's fucking retarded.
Look, everything is shit. I mean,
Performance art to me anyway is... I mean, that's kind of a general statement, but most of it is garbage to me.
Art is garbage. Anybody who like takes themselves seriously as an artist,
yeah, yeah,
is bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we've talked about that before. Like,
yeah,
yeah. But yeah. So I'm. What do you think the pretentious point of that is? Like, everything is shit. I get the literal message of what she said. What's the point of the black SpaghettiOs on a shirt and then fingering herself?
Here's the thing. Like, I'm trying to figure it out, but I just don't care enough to figure it out. So I don't. I'm trying too.
And the funny thing is,
there's a lot of hidden messages you got to kind of decode and shit.
It made more sense to me when I was joking and making up what it was about when she was just trying to open the can.
Exactly. God damn.
I don't know what the point of it is. And there's even, I'm not going to read it because it's nonsense, but there's even like kind of a description here the video that sort of explains what it is, but it still makes no sense. And I think they call it pizza slut.
Pizza slut.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's something else, like something related, but something else, because this was called interior semiotics. I don't fucking know.
Well, let's recap what she did. She was struggling to open a can of SpaghettiOs.
And I don't know if that's actually part of the show or if she just was having a hard time, you know. But yeah, she's got a can opener. She's opening a can of SpaghettiOs.
And then she gets it open.
Yep.
She dumps it into a pot.
Yep. Put some water in it.
Put some bottled water in it.
And somehow it becomes black. Yeah. I don't know if it started out, like it came out of the can that way, like it was just fucking rotten or
just old.
Somehow it was black. She's got a white t-shirt on. She starts scooping it out and smearing it all over her tits, all the tit area of the white t-shirt.
Yeah.
Then when she's done with that, she says some weird stuff. Oh, wait, did she say this stuff before she started smearing it?
I think she was saying it as, but I'm not sure.
I think she says some stuff, then she starts smearing it, and that's when she's saying like the one syllable at a time shit backwards or whatever. Yeah. And she's smearing the shit on her chest. Then she stops, puts the can down, stands there with a pair of scissors, cuts a hole in the crotch of her pants, starts fingering herself through the hole.
Yeah. With the slop, yeah.
Then you can't quite tell what's happening because we're looking at the audience.
Yeah.
Some weird sounds and shit. Sounds very vigorous. And I had read that she pissed in the can.
As she was, fingering herself.
Yeah.
Something was coming out. Yeah. Ugh.
Then we turned back to her, and it looks like she's got blood on her fingers on one hand. Ugh. And she finishes up, takes her shirt off, cleans up the mess with her shirt, and then walks away.
Yeah.
Shirtless.
And that was it.
And that's it.
Oh, man.
That's art for you, man.
This is why I never made friends in art school, because a lot of people were like this.
So this, I guess, is it's on a site called Know Your Meme. So I guess it's supposed to be like a meme that goes around, but I've never heard of it before. But another one that I have heard of before that's actually linked to off of that page, and this is what Devin posted about. Devin says on the Twitter, he says, you two should watch on air and describe Two Girls, One Cup. If you haven't seen it already, I just saw it and, well, you'll see. Have you seen it?
I haven't, and I don't want to see it.
I've seen the beginning of it. I've seen enough of it to know what it is.
Yeah.
And it's kind of old news at this point.
Oh,
but
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I am willing to give it a watch if you are.
Man, I told myself I'd never watch this.
Why?
I don't care for it. It's not because it's too gross or anything. I just don't give a fuck.
Oh, I don't care for it either, but he basically asked us to watch it.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, so twogirlsonecup.com, I think. Is that it?
It's still up. It's so fucking old.
I think that's the wrong website, actually. I think it's like .net or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nope, that's not it. Fuck it. I'll go to .com because I think that's got the video anyway.
Okay.
I don't know. I could have sworn. It used to just start playing. Like you didn't have
to. Oh, I see. There was no bullshit surrounding the video. Like ads.
Now It's been so long. I've never gone to it on purpose, you know? Like somebody linked me to it way back.
Yeah.
Two girls, one cup.
What's the fucking point, though, of I'd like to hear your reaction? Is that? Like,
yeah, that's, yeah.
It's probably going to be, oh, ooh.
Okay. Oh, motherfucker. I hate it when I'm looking at a web page and then something loads, like, while I'm looking at the page and changes the formatting.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
All right.
This is it, right?
I think so.
I assume so. But
I don't remember this part. It says MFX 1209. I don't remember that part. Okay. Couple chicks. Reasonably attractive.
Reasonably? Holy fuck.
Holy fuck meaning you find them super hot? There we go.
Okay. Okay.
Pooping in a cup.
All right. That's probably fake, but all right.
Well, it's a real ass. It's definitely stuff coming out of an ass. Now they're licking it. Out of the cup.
Okay.
Yeah. This is about as far as I got the first time. There we go.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck! Ooh,
okay, she's like squishing it around, sort of spitting it out, but then taking it back in.
Not back in!
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, I can do this.
Oh, is that?
I can do this.
Is that where it ends? Is that as far as it goes?
No, the music cut off.
The music cut off, but she's still like eating it. Oh, now they're making out. They're making out with shit between them.
Stop.
Like they're.
Oh God.
Like snowballing,
oh,
but with shit. Oh, now she's gonna. She's puking.
Oh my God.
She's sticking her fingers down her throat and puking on the cup. And then the other girl's like licking that off the cup.
That is
out now. One girl's puking in the other girl's mouth.
Oh my God.
So
I knew it was going to be this gross, but I can't help but
You know what this is
okay,
like?
Okay.
Cuz when they were first showing her with the shit in her mouth, like kind of regurgitating it and swallowing it and regurgitating it and swallowing it. I was kind of fighting back my gag reflex.
Same here.
But now, what this is like is when I would go to, I think it's over.
Okay.
Yep, it's starting over. Okay, it's like when I would go to like Cedar Point or whatever, or an amusement park, and I'd ride a roller coaster, and you get up to the top of that first hill, and you're freaking out, and like you start to fall, and it's like, oh! But then like halfway down, it's such a long fall that you get used to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what that was like.
Okay.
Like halfway through this video, I'm like, okay, all right, I was going to puke a minute ago, but now, I mean, this is normal now. I've been watching this for a while.
God, if it was any kind of other type of shit, I'd be okay with it. But it was like that sticky, really old barbecue sauce kind of shit, you know?
I still don't know what you mean. If that's what you mean by that, then I have never, ever experienced that.
It's
that
so looked hard like, to wipe.
That looked like grape nuts and peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Yeah, that's what I should have said.
Ooh.
Like shitting peanut butter. And it just never goes away. No matter. Anyway. It's the most disgusting kind of shit.
Anyway, that was really gross. So, thanks.
Yeah.
Devin?
Thanks a lot.
I'm fairly certain, based on the cuts, that it is kind of fake.
I don't know, man. That's pretty consistent. Whatever they were eating and shitting, it's dead on.
I wouldn't be surprised if...
If the color was a little off, you know. Oh, that's
I wouldn't
fake,
be surprised but... if, like, the shit itself was kind of like put in,
like injected,
yeah, like some kind of
like a baking,
yeah,
do you call it, a baster,
and then like the fuck. Stuff that, and there's a cut between when she shits in the cup and when they start eating it out of the cup,
yeah,
so it might not be, you know,
yeah,
but whatever, I don't know, who knows, and who cares really,
yeah,
fuck those chicks.
Fuck them.
Yeah. I mean, well, don't. Like, I don't think I could. Fuck, so did you think chicks. They were really hot? Because when I said they were reasonably attractive, you were like, reasonably?
No, they are definitely not my type.
Well, not anymore, but I mean before that, like when I first said it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're ugly.
Oh, really? They're not ugly.
I wouldn't. Yeah, no.
And that's why I said, whatever. They're not ugly.
Well, it's hard to say when you're watching a video as opposed to them being right in front of you. I don't know. I'm more judgmental with my viewing experience online.
I'm really confused by you right now.
They gotta be.
I don't know. I'm really confused by you right now.
I am not attracted to them at all before they were shitting.
Is it because of the way they're presented?
I don't know. I just saw the face, saw the body. I don't know.
Are you wearing your contacts right now?
No, I'm not.
I think you're a big fat liar then. I think you're just lying to me. Because you don't even know what they look like.
I had this image all this time because I'd never seen it, this video. I thought they were two like really skinny hot chicks, you know, like you're...
They weren't fat chicks.
Yeah. I pictured like these really kind of almost disgustingly skinny
Is that
Asian
your type?
Chicks? No.
It's disgusting.
But like,
skinny?
That would kind of lure the creeps in, like, ooh, this is hot. And then, oh, but well, no, it was too pretty average, you know.
I feel weird about women. This now because I feel like I'm arguing for their hotness, and I don't really think they're that hot either. I just think it's weird that
they're okay.
You were like gross before they started doing anything gross. Like, it was those just, chicks. Especially because I've heard from pretty much everyone else that like the first time they get tricked into watching it, like they're like, yeah, at first because it's two hot chicks going at it.
Well, I don't
it was never my thing. Either like they're not my type, but I've rarely seen a porn star who's my type.
I was joking about that. Yeah, I'm not serious about that.
I don't fucking know how to deal with you today.
I'm sorry.
First, what was the thing at the beginning of the show about steak?
Oh,
and chicken and steak.
This will take anyone off guard if you just say this, and it has to be to strangers. But
is it chicken or steak?
They walk by you, and you just stare at them, and you go, "Chicken or steak, gentlemen." Chicken or steak?
Okay, why?
And then they give you that look.
Well, of course they do.
Yeah, and that's why it's so great. I don't know. I do that at work. I'm sorry.
Did you just make that up?
It just came to me the other day.
But it doesn't... I mean, it could be anything.
It
why chicken
no
or steak?
It makes no sense, and only I am laughing, and that's all that matters, I guess.
Rattlesnakes or penguins?
Gentlemen, rattlesnakes are penguins.
Do you say gentlemen when you're only talking to one person?
Yeah.
That makes it even weirder.
I know.
Yeah. Do you say it when you're talking to ladies?
No, I don't.
Do you talk to ladies?
I try not to. It's creepy. Yeah.
For them or for you?
When I talk to chicks, yeah, it just creeps me out.
No, they creep me out, man.
Anytime I walk up to a female customer and I'm like, hey, can I help you find anything?
I can't look at me like about their vagina.
They look at me like I just want to sleep with them and I'm a creep, you know? So I avoid doing that.
You have all kinds of weird ideas.
I'm kind of buzzing right now. So.
What does a look that says, I think you want to sleep with me and I'm creeped out. What does that look like?
It's a cold, dead, fearful stare for like 4 seconds and then them quickly going away.
Okay.
That's about it. That's
all
about
right.
it. Yeah.
Have you ever polled one afterwards? Like, I just want to clarify. You did think I wanted to sleep with you and that creeped you out, right?
Jesus. No.
Hmm.
I should, though.
Yeah.
You're on candid camera.
Exit poll.
You've been punked. This is MTV.
Yeah. No way. Oh, man. All right. We got a voicemail.
All right.
From Dave. Here it is.
Good afternoon / morning / evening, gents. This is your pal, Du, calling. With level grinding whilst playing Final Fantasy XIII, quality game. And I went back, after I finished the latest episode, I went back to episode 1, and it was an interesting comparison, interesting juxtaposition, because if you remember, at the beginning of episode 1, it starts with something along the lines of, I'm getting fat. And it was Kyle talking about how he was slowly wasting away, or rather the opposite of, I suppose. And now he's, you know, you got the shorter hair and the healthier lifestyle, I guess, whatnot. And the other interesting thing that you used to hear way back in the day and we don't hear anymore are both of you lighting up cigarettes in the background. Just an interesting thought. But anyway, in all seriousness, Kyle, awesome job with the walking and the improved health and whatnot. Wish you the best. And I sent you guys a true story. All right. I will talk to you later. Also, Orion, I don't think I ever returned your Nintendo strategy guide for Metroid with the maps. Sorry. Okay, bye.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You know, Dave used to punch me in the fucking stomach.
I think we...
We talked about this.
We at least talked about him tripping you in the sandbox or something, or pushing you down.
Yeah, it's vague, but I don't know if he punched me in the stomach per se. It was never consistent, but he'd do horrible things to me in front of girls.
I believe he said he doesn't remember that.
Oh, I remember.
Well, I understand.
Because I was the victim. And he kept my fucking strategy guide? Dave, man, we need to talk, man.
Do you still have it? I want it back.
You owe me like $50. No, I'm just
kidding.
It's all past me. I don't give a shit. But
yeah, he's right about episode one. That is exactly how it starts.
I'm getting fat.
Were the first words ever spoken on this show. Well, technically, no. There was like the lost episode.
Episode zero.
We don't talk about. Yeah, but
horrible.
Yeah, those were the first words ever spoken on the show. And I believe in that same episode, I may have said, like, I was going to try to lose weight. And
you bought a scale.
Yeah. I bought a scale and I was going to give updates.
Yeah.
And I never even tried, not even a little. But yeah, so I'm sort of trying now. And every time, I don't know what I want people to just not acknowledge that I've said anything, but every time somebody says something positive about what I'm talking about, like, oh, yeah, so I cut my hair. Oh, it looks good. Or I'm trying to lose weight. Oh, good for you. Or I quit smoking. Oh, good. And anytime somebody says, you know, like, congratulations, good job or whatever, I feel like the biggest faggot. Like, I feel like, okay, come on. All right. I just want to climb under a rock. And
that's
just,
horrible.
Like, I feel
it's hard.
I don't
for
know.
For the other person to say anything different. Like, good job. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Should they jokingly say,
that's what
you're
I'm saying.
Such a fag for doing change, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what I want from them. It's just, you know, and I appreciate it. It's just really strange. Like, it almost feels,
what it feels like.
I want to use the word condescending, but that's not it. I don't feel like they're being condescending.
I know where you're going. Yeah,
it's like I'm a cute little puppy thing that needs to be rewarded or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
but that sounds condescending, and that's not what I mean. It's not condescension, anyway.
When I hear that kind of shit, I don't really hear it, but I'd think it feels like routine. Like on Facebook, when it's your birthday, everybody wishes you a happy birthday, and at the end of the fucking day, you're like, "Thanks for the birthday wishes." Everybody does that. It's just like, hell, you're doing things different. Good to hear it. I don't know. Nothing else you can really say. And if you ignore it, you feel like a douche on the other end. Like if I didn't say, hey, good job, Kyle, I'd feel like you would be thinking, I would think that you'd be thinking, God, Orion doesn't really give a shit.
Tell me if this makes me a dick.
Yeah.
If I found out, like if oh shit, you sort of did this. If you said to me, I'm quitting smoking, I would not be like, oh man, way to go, bro. Yeah. Or like, I quit and it's been like 3 weeks. Oh man, good job, dude. Way to go. I just wouldn't do it. I don't know. I guess I'd feel weird on both ends of that.
That's what I'm saying, I guess. Yeah. If you say something, it sounds like you were saying.
But does that make me a dick, do you think? Because
really.
Now I didn't say anything.
No,
now, like, I'm not even acknowledging it. Like, fine, you quit smoking. Wait, good for you. Like, is that how it comes across if I don't say anything?
Yeah. It's just, being like being the person that quit smoking, who gives a fuck if they say anything or not? But being the other person, you don't really know, you know, if they're going to think you're a dick if you don't say anything. Like, good job.
Right.
You just seem like you don't care. I don't know. So I can see how you feel weird about it, but don't hate.
Fucking sleepy
it,
all
Kyle.
The time now.
It's the change.
I know, and I downed an energy drink before we did this, but I probably should have waited a little bit because then I went through my whole thing where I was getting frustrated with the mixing board and stuff.
Killed it. Killed the buzz.
Yeah. Killed the buzz. Want to hear a story about spray paint?
Yeah.
All right. Spray paint can in oven explodes, rockets into Portland attic. Portland. A spray paint can placed in an oven for warming exploded, sending it out the partially open door and into an attic space. Firefighters were dispatched to a report of a fire about 5 p.m. Tuesday evening at 4720 Southeast 72nd Avenue, said Bureau spokesman Gabriel Watson. Arriving crews saw no flames but learned of the improbable but possible occurrence of what is called a bleave, or boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion. The woman who lived in the home had placed spray paint cans in the oven to warm them for use in cold weather, leaving the oven door slightly open, Watson said. She had taken some interior closet doors outside to paint, Watson told KGW, which is this fucking thing.
Yeah.
I really hate the way these news places write.
Yeah.
Like, they write like I did when I wrote stories when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Like, every sentence would end with so-and-so said.
Yeah.
Everything anyone said would end with said. Like, yeah. Orion said.
First grade, yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? Orion said. I'm going to the store, Kyle said.
Yep, yep.
Well, bring me back some beef jerky, Orion said. That's how my stories would go when I was in fifth grade. And yep. That is how news outlets write yeah. all the time. Every other sentence ends with so-and-so said.
it's a battle, yeah.
Anyway, cooler temperatures change the viscosity of the paint, he said. She wanted to warm them so the spray paint flowed freely. One of the cans exploded, sending it rocketing toward the ceiling. Firefighters found it in an attic space among smoldering debris.
Wow.
Kitchen flames had already been put out by her by the time firefighters arrived. That's really all that matters. How? Basically, how?
How can you be such a fucking idiot?
Yeah, I mean,
there's a fucking label that's gigantic that says warning.
I guess it's probably better to put it in the oven than the microwave.
Wait,
that's about the nicest thing I can say.
You know what I just did? I'm arguing that she didn't read the label. It's common sense.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like, you don't...
You fucking idiot.
You don't have to... If you're an adult, you know not to fuck around with an aerosol can.
Yeah, yes.
You know? You yeah. know you don't fucking throw it in a fire or try to puncture it.
You read one or two, you got it.
You yeah. figured it out yeah. by adulthood.
Exactly.
And like I said, like... I guess putting it in the oven with the door open is better than putting it in the microwave, but that's about the best I can say for that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And I get. It's cold. Maybe they don't work as well in the cold, but for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
You don't warm up. Maybe you could like boil some water.
Yeah.
Take it off and then put like submerge the can in the boiling. Maybe.
How old is this woman?
It doesn't
She's pretty old.
Say how old.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I bet she makes more money than I do.
Oh, probably. Sad. Or she might not even work.
Oh, man.
Like, because her husband
People
makes enough.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I
want to say I get the same feeling, not quite as intense when you are in a parking lot and I'm in the passenger seat and you turn on your blinker every time you go to park. I'm sorry.
You're supposed to do that.
Okay. That's cool.
You're supposed to turn your blinker on when you're going to turn. How does anybody know when you're going to pull into a parking space if you don't
I know. If there's another car present, okay, I can see that.
Well, it's just habit. Every time you're going to turn, you hit the blinker.
Are you
one of those assholes who's like, "Oh, there's no cars around, so I just fucking won't turn my blinker on."
No. I blink like when I head home from
Do you blow through stop signs? Like,
no.
Just I don't even stop, man, because there are no cars.
Sorry,
I didn't
Kyle.
See one.
After I get done with the show,
a parking lot is all cars.
I'm sorry, but when I'm heading home, use my blinker. I'm fine. But when I go to park at my apartment complex, I don't turn the blinker on. That's it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I don't understand. I don't even understand what you think so funny about that.
It's funny. I don't know. It can be like 4 a.m. and I don't know.
It's a.
I've ridden
is it
with
not,
you. And
if you're gonna turn, do you have to think? Oh, I better turn on my blinker.
No, it's habit.
Okay.
I get that.
So I'm turning. I know I'm turning. So my hand just goes and hits the blinker.
I gotcha. That's cool. It's just.
And if there happened to be somebody around, it would be beneficial that they know where I'm turning.
Let's ask the listeners. I don't know. I don't know how people do it. If I'm in a busy parking lot, I will turn the blinker on if I'm going to park. But if it's nighttime and nobody's around, I don't give a shit. Unless I'm on the street, then I do it because I could get pulled over for failing to signal and I could get a ticket. So I don't care what time it is. 5 a.m, fuck it. I'm turning my signal on.
I'm still
But if I'm
fucking,
in a parking lot,
I don't.
There's no reason.
I don't think you have a
Nobody's
point
around.
Here.
There's nobody around.
But it's
but,
not.
But I get.
It's not like. It's like you. It's like you're like, fucking man. Shit. There's nobody around, and it ain't cool to follow the rules. So if I know I can get away with it because nobody's around, I ain't gonna fucking do it because fucking turning your blinker around ain't cool, bitch. Like, what is the point of not turning it on? What is the point of, if I unconsciously do it every time I turn, what is the point of consciously saying, I'm not going to do it this time because I don't have to?
That's a good point. That's a good point. I'm sorry.
Fuck you, the man.
What have I done?
Because I'm not turning my blinker on in what the parking lot.
All right.
I don't get it.
I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
You shouldn't pick on me when I'm frustrated.
Fuck you, Orion.
No, see, if you wanted to pick on me about
blinker time.
If you wanted to pick on me about my blinker, there was one thing you brought up, and I'm still not sure if I really do it or not, but you brought this up a long time ago, and this is a valid complaint if it's something I really do, and it might be. You complained that sometimes when riding with me, I will turn my blinker on, but then immediately, like, I don't give any time for my blinker to indicate that I'm getting over. I just turn it on and go. And so there's no point in turning it on at all. And I might do that. And if I do, then that is a valid complaint.
You don't do it every time, just sometimes.
It's just funny to me, like, make up your mind. Do you want me to do it right or not?
That's true. That's true. That's true.
You don't use your blinker right when you get over, but then you use it. Why are you using it, asshole?
I'm sorry. Oh, man. If I had to choose, I'd rather you be as safe as possible and use your blinker as much as possible. Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to start making fun of me for wearing my seatbelt.
No,
I just think it's weird that you wear your seatbelt when you're just going to the corner store, man. It's just weird. Because, I mean...
You know what? That's funny that you bring that up, because I will buckle up even if I'm moving to a different parking spot. Out of habit.
Oh, wow. Now who's the faggot?
Out of habit. Yeah,
oh, man.
So,
I think I will, too. I'm not... It's just that you get in the car and you put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, that's just as fucking gay, I guess. But
I don't know. Whatever. That's what you do when you're driving.
Yes.
I don't. So.
But I think we need to take a break, Kyle, so you can settle down and I can take a piss.
You would have to piss. God. Oh, man. What a horrible show. All right. Break.
Hey, you looking for something to do with your boring, loathsome existence? Don't be an asshole. Join the goddamn forum. Go to ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum or click the link on the main page. Post your photos, post your stories. You got something you want us to talk about on the show? Post it in the motherfucking forum. Tired of spending your Friday nights alone? Get in the forum and make some new friends. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Don't make me tell you again.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Tell me something.
Anything?
Yeah.
All right. Anything?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to lay off the masturbation and fecal matter stories.
Oh, for a second I thought you were just saying you were going to lay off the masturbation and fecal matter.
No.
I'm still going to...
There's something else on my
still
mind.
Still going to masturbate with shit.
I'm just going to lay off those stories, but there's...
You ever use shit for lube?
Well, if I miss the target. Anyways, I saw the trailer for Green Lantern the other day.
Oh, yeah. I have not seen the trailer for that, but...
I'm not a big fan of DC comics.
Yeah.
I never was.
What about Black Canary?
Black who?
Yeah. Superstar. What about the Blue Beetle?
Oh, I know of that, but don't care much.
All right.
But, yeah, Ryan Reynolds, man.
Yeah.
I was... I saw this video. I think they were at a Comic Con or something doing some interview. They were on the panel, you know, the director, producer, Ryan Reynolds, the co-stars, and they were taking questions. And a lot of people are like, Ryan Reynolds, what the fuck? That's gay. But the director, the producer, they're kind of, I don't know if they're big deals, but they assured the audience, this is going to be great. It works. We chose him. Mm-hmm. He wanted to do it, you know, but we chose him. So I'm like, okay, cool. And then I saw the trailer, and it's the thing that bugs me about superhero movies is when they like joke around, like, check it out. I can poof. I'm a fucking superhero. I can do, check it out. Oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
They include this unnecessary humor that only it like helps old people maybe relate to it. Like, oh, that superhero guy. Oh. He's more, I don't know.
I may need to interject here.
Okay.
I have not seen the trailer. So it may be just horrible, like the the way you're describing
fucking
it,
fucking horrible.
What it sounds like to me is that they're more trying to humanize the character. Like, what would you do if you all of a sudden had crazy superpowers? Wouldn't you be like, "Holy shit, check this out! Look what I can do!" I think that's more what they're going for. And
I get that. Yeah, I get the realism, I guess. But
like, you wouldn't be like, I don't even know that much. Green Lantern has like a ring that can do like basically anything.
It's from
some space, ring.
Yeah, yeah. But he can do anything he thinks.
Yeah,
like, basically.
Which is nuts.
Yeah,
like that's almost as bad as Superman's powers. But
I know.
But anyway, it doesn't even matter. Like, like if I guess if I had a space ring and I could do anything with my space ring, I wouldn't be like super serious.
Okay.
You know, at least not immediately. Like,
I get that. Yeah.
Man, now I have to fight crime. Space crime.
But then it's like more of the tale of the man instead of the tale of the hero. I don't know. Like,
I'd have to
this
see.
This is me experimenting with this shit.
I think that, well, I think that's more interesting,
I guess,
than the tale of the hero. And B, I'd have to see it because it could be really bad. Like, it could be like Tyler Perry's House of Pain kind of humor. Or it could be like the first Spider-Man movie had some kind of funny stuff when he's getting used to his powers. And that I thought was handled okay.
Yeah.
By the time I got to the third Spider-Man movie, I thought those movies were kind of garbage. Yeah.
But the whole, like, it maybe it's just the humor. It was over the top, like, for the sake of grounding this crazy reality to the ground so weird old people can relate. I don't know.
I'm surprised you're thinking old people when you're seeing this.
I don't know why. It's like they're broadening the audience by throwing this unnecessary entertainment into the movie. So anyone can watch it and enjoy it. So we make more money. Fuck the story.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I know this isn't really what you meant.
Yeah.
But you just said that they are putting unnecessary entertainment into the movie.
Yeah, like, that's kind of
okay. They're making it unnecessarily good.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I know what you meant, though. Like, they're making it goofier, and sillier than you think it needs to be.
It doesn't just bug me for this movie, but it bugs me, you know, when this happens in movies that I try to get into, like, coming this summer, the most badass movie ever, except it's kind of silly. You know, fuck. I don't know.
I don't. I guess I'd have to see. Maybe, here we go. I'll just fucking look the trailer up.
Okay.
So I can give you a definitive.
All right. Let's do this.
Do you see it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay. Green Lantern.
Some fucktard posted it on Facebook.
Trailer.
So, yeah.
Green Lantern movie trailer. Here we go. Following preview has been approved for appropriate audiences. He's in bed with a lady. Oh, he must be late.
Sorry, I gotta run. Make yourself at home, okay? There's water in the tap.
Well, wait a minute.
Hal, you're late. This test today, it's important.
I'm gonna make you look good up there. Don't worry. Now let's get these pants off and fly some planes.
Ooh! Anyway.
When I'm flying.
Okay.
It feels like anything is possible. It's like no matter how bad things get, there's something good out there, just over the horizon.
This part, this melodramatic bullshit,
that's
actually bothers me more
really
than
that's
the humor you hate.
Okay, all right.
Something over the horizon sucks my balls.
Jesus Christ.
And there's a purple-headed alien.
Like, I was fine with this up until the part where he was like, when I'm flying,
I'm quite the opposite.
It's like freedom is made out of me.
Hal Jordan. The ring. It chose you. Use its power to defend our universe.
Yes.
Isn't that purple guy the villain in the Power Rangers movie?
Jesus, no.
Oh, and a fish man. Oh, and somebody, I think, Sinestro.
The ring sends a great responsibility. Responsibility? You? Let's hope so. Anything I see in my mind, I can create.
Yes.
the one thing that a Green Lantern is supposed to be.
The goofy bald guy I just saw bothers me more than the humor. The bad CG characters.
You have the ability to overcome fear.
You have the ability to overcome fear?
That was dumb. Wait for it.
Wow. I know, right?
Yeah, see, that doesn't... I'm bothered
for trouble.
By the complete opposite of what you're bothered by. Yeah, it's all the weird bullshit melodrama that I don't like about that trailer.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I don't even remember what he said because it was so stupid. It's like, when I'm flying, it's like...
That's because it's Ryan
everything's
Reynolds.
The best. It's like, I'm the coolest kid in school and all the girls okay. like me.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's all.
You know what I think? And I haven't seen a trailer for this either, but what I think is ridiculous is that they're even bothering to make a Thor movie. Like, Thor is the dumbest
gives a shit,
idea for a superhero.
It's like a biblical story.
Yeah, it's like if Moses was a superhero. He's like a part of the... Moses is a part of the Marvel universe. Yeah. It's Moses and Spider-Man team up to take on Doc Ock.
Yep.
Yeah. Man. It's fucking Thor.
I hear you, man.
Thor who?
I never gave a shit.
Yeah. And he's so like, he is.
What a boring character.
What are his, I know he's got a hammer.
Yeah.
And like, that's like the source of his power. But what are his powers?
I'll never forget this. Collecting the superhero cards back in the day, his speed was like, statistics on the back of the card. Yeah. Jesus Christ. And
Why are you getting all flustered over this?
I'm so pissed off. But
muscle men.
There was like strength and durability and speed, and it was they would gauge it 1 through 7, and Thor was so weak in every aspect except speed. He had speed 7, so he can like fly at the speed of light. I don't know.
Was he faster than the Flash?
I don't know.
Man, what kind of nerd are you?
I know.
Shit, bro.
Isn't Flash DC, though?
Isn't Thor?
Is he? Thor? I thought Thor was Marvel.
Is he? Fuck if I know. Thor is Marvel. Bullshit. Is
exactly.
What Thor
That's
is.
What I'm saying. Yeah. It's a stupid concept.
Thor.
And they're making a movie out of it. There's so many superheroes out there.
Yeah, Thor is Marvel. You're right.
But I'll conclude with this. Like, I can't think of it now, but I'd like to gather my thoughts. If there were to be another superhero movie with a good superhero, what would I want it to be? I gotta, think about it.
Oh.
Because they've done most of the good ones, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if I could the Blue Beetle.
But this conversation I had with Aldi, my girl, and she was bitching at me because I was making fun of the Green Lantern trailer. I'm like, this fucking humor. It's like, she goes, fuck, you like Iron Man, and he's all cocky and shit, and it's all about humor, you'd have to be there.
Yeah.
I can't really reenact, but she made a good point. But
maybe you just would rather Robert Downey Jr.
He made the character.
Than Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Maybe he just bugs me. I don't know. But
Maybe.
But he was good in Blade 3. So yeah. I'll leave you with that.
All right. I don't think I have a ton to say about this, so I guess I'll bring it up now.
Yeah.
But there's something I feel like we should talk about because I keep hearing about it everywhere.
Yeah, what's up?
And there's a buzzing. Is there a buzzing in your headphones?
I just heard that.
Yeah, it's like in my left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My left, yeah.
Fucking check this out. Smack.
Ooh.
Okay, now I just can't hear anything really out of my right. Smack.
I'm good. Are you good?
Nope.
No.
Motherfucker. Technical fucking difficulties. This is just going to have to work.
All right.
Okay. All right. So anyway, the TSA, and I don't even remember what that stands for now, but it's the airplane security people.
Oh. Okay. I know.
They have these scanners.
Yes.
That are like x-ray scanners, kind of, where they can basically see you naked.
Mm-hmm.
And you can opt out of going through the naked scanner.
If you prefer.
But it's a,
pat you down.
Yeah. And
feel you up.
I understand why people don't like the scanner. I understand why people don't like that there's somebody basically sitting there watching them, looking at naked pictures of them just so they can get on a plane. Yeah. I get that. What I don't understand is why people are so freaked out by the pat down.
Yeah.
Because that's like, there have been people, more than one person who has opted out of the scanner. Mm-hmm. And then the person, you know, the security guy is like, oh, I got to pat you down. And they're like, okay, but if you touch my genitals, I'm having you arrested.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Okay. This is just, have you never heard of being frisked before? Yeah. It happens. Like police do it when, you know, it's this not is, crazy. I've been frisked before going into a concert.
Yeah.
Before.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't have to submit to that.
They just pat down. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pat down. Yeah. And so I'm really confused by why people are so upset by these pat downs.
Yeah. Or even the scans, because
the scans really aren't that big a deal either. Because the person, I guess the complaint is twofold. One, most people probably don't really like the idea. I mean, I'm not fond of the idea of some dude behind a desk or whatever, basically looking at naked pictures of me. However, he sees so many people throughout the course
exactly,
of the day.
Yeah. It's not like a handful.
It's not like he's like, okay, print. I'm taking this one home.
You're walking through in here.
Right. Right.
Who was that? Where?
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's not that big a deal to me. Yeah.
I think it is funny. Sorry to interrupt that.
No.
Some people are all for like going to war and killing for our protection, but they're not willing to get their dick scanned, you know, for our security. There's certain measures.
I don't know. I heard Lewis Black do this whole rant on this, and he was like griping about how, you know, people are so pissed off about these scanners and everything and the pat downs, but nobody gives a shit that we're killing people or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm obviously paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But I thought his point was bullshit.
I haven't seen that video. So I
don't, and it's similar to what you were just saying. Okay. It boils down to the same. It boils down to like when your parents would say, you eat all your food because there are starving kids in Africa.
Okay.
Or when people in general will say things like, you know, you shouldn't complain because other people have it worse.
Yeah. There's always like, somebody out there.
The two things aren't immediately related. Like, it's like saying I can't be like, oh man, this TV show's really gone downhill because somebody just got murdered.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, you obviously that's worse, but they're not related.
Yeah. Did you have a good birthday? Well, fuck you. You don't deserve to be happy because so many people out there are fucking miserable.
Fuck you because of the Holocaust.
Yeah. Dude. I see. Yeah.
Like, they're not related. It's all relative. When I say, you know, man, I had a really bad day on Tuesday. Yeah. I'm not trying to say everything else that happened before that was awesome. Yeah. You know, so it's not fair. Like, yeah, no, I don't want you taking pictures of my dick. That doesn't mean that I'm like, awesome, kill anybody you want, anywhere, ever. Just don't look at my dick.
The earthquake in Haiti can't hold a candle to the shitty day I had today.
I got patted down at the airport. That's like blowing up the moon.
Oh, God. That's great.
I hate that shit.
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
I'm not thrilled by the idea of the scanner, but it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
And I don't think the pat-down's that big a deal either, and people are freaking out about it. However, I kind of support the people who are freaking out about it, just because I'd rather not have to do either.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if it were an option, wasn't there enough bullshit that you had to do to get on a goddamn plane before?
Yeah.
And half of the shit is so stupid. You can't bring fingernail clippers on the plane because you could take over the plane with fingernail clippers. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess maybe you could.
If you were very good, Van Damme style.
Yeah, you can't bring more than a certain amount of liquids on the plane. What?
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do with, you know, a little bit of extra toothpaste, you know, or shampoo?
Yeah.
Maybe are they afraid you're bringing, like, the chemicals to make an explosive? And if so, you could still do it.
Yeah. With the acceptable amount of liquid.
Right.
Yeah. I hear you.
It's all stupid. Yeah. It's more for show than anything. And it's just, it's a mess.
Yeah. It's scare tactics.
I'd rather just get on the goddamn plane. I would rather take the risk that some terrorist is just able to waltz right onto a plane, no problem, and just be able to waltz on the plane myself.
Yeah.
Not even have to go through metal detectors and stuff. Hey, risk of dying might be a teeny bit higher.
That's the express lane, yeah.
But
we
are
express airlines. We don't give a fuck.
It's still like, you know, ridiculous, the odds of dying in a plane crash.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll take the risk.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it should. There should be like express danger planes.
Yeah.
For every flight, there's like one smaller danger plane going the same flight.
Where people, they don't have to go through the bullshit. They get right on. They're always on time. No bullshit.
Some weird one-eyed grizzled old pirate flying the plane because it's the only guy that could get to fly that one. Yeah. But fuck it.
Yeah. That's great.
I can transport all the cocaine I want because there are no questions asked.
Oh, man.
All right. It's a wooden plane. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to address that because I've been hearing so much about it.
I hear you.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about? I think I'm good.
I think I'm all set, Kyle.
Okay. So as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And there are always the forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. A fantastic place to post forum things in. And there's the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat. Both of those are good places to go to see when the episodes are up. Twitter's a good place to go if you want to know when we're going to record so you can submit things you want us to talk about or whatever. And of course, it's still Orion's birthday month.
Yeah.
So you can donate.
Donate, yeah. Give me some monies. For the show.
Yeah.
For the sake of the show.
Or for whatever.
Yeah.
Hookers, prostitutes, women of the night, working girls. Trying to think of other names for prostitutes. And I'm out of names for prostitutes. All right.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.
Word.
Word.